Hey, very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 14th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's foreign trips.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's foreign trips.
Mr. Mugabe, who left Zimbabwe today for a climate summit in Morocco, is being accused by his critics of wasting time and resources globetrotting on private business and attending useless summits at a time the government is virtually bankrupt. The critics say Mr. Mugabe is easily the most traveled head of state in the world.
The Zimbabwe Independent sarcastically said, and I quote, "One of these days his name will be immortalized in the Guinness Book of World Records for being by far the most prolific clocker of air miles in a year." The 92-year-old has since earned several monikers, such as visiting leader, Vasco da Gama, globetrotter, and others from his critics. Mr. Mugabe is vying for the mantle of the most ridiculous traveler with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, who visited 22 countries in 1 year from the time he assumed office in May last year. Mr. Mugabe's absentee leadership is said by his critics to paralyze government business, and owing to his alleged autocratic style of leadership, everything comes to a standstill when the president is out of the country, such as the suspension of cabinet meetings when Mr. Mugabe is not in the country, and also ZANU-PF important meetings such as the Central Committee and the Politburo, they are not held if Mr. Mugabe is traveling. But of course, the backers of Mr. Mugabe say Mr. Mugabe is a distinguished statesman who is invited to several countries because of his reputation. Gibbs,
what are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And remember that we're live streaming on Facebook. So join us right now on VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. At the same time, remember to like our pages. Yeah, kunja looking forward.
Honguka Gibbs, nasi, tila uti tinge tichi taura nezwe kufamba kwe mtungamiri wenyika. Nekuti panema mwari kuti, Mugabe vanenge waka temiru wazwa awagari pasi. Vanu gara wachingoti waka pinda mnyika. Wanzuka wamu wako ati visiting president. Nekuti nguwa jinji vanenge wasimo mnyika. Vachienda kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Vamu wanuti dai vasira makurukota avo kana vamiriri veZimbabwe kune dzimwe nyika vachita basa rimwe ravanokwanisa kuita. Asi vamwe vanoti aiwa hapana chakaipa pane zviri kuitwa navamugabe nekuti vanenge vachisimudza mureza weZimbabwe mudenga. Nekudaro zvakakodzera kuti vaende kunze. Asi vamwe vachitiwo nyaya yemari ndo yanetsa nekuti homwe yenyika yakaboka. Homwe macho mune musina kana kobiri. Nekudaro azvibatsire kuti mutungamiri wenyika angoti chero kwanza oenda. Tiri kuona vamwe vatungamiri vari kuyaiko zvino vakaita sana Magufuli vana Ian Khama. Vana va Jacob Zuma pane mumwe musangano yavasingaende vachitumira vatedzeri vavo kana kuti mamwe makurukota avo Gibbs.
Yeye kunjalo ke zuru kandaba njengoba ke uBlessing wayibeka ke inqoqo yethu namhlanje lapha sixoka khona ngenhambo zikamongameli uRobert Mugabe. Okwamanje ke sikhuluma ke uye khona ngale Marrakesh lapha sikhuluma ke ngeMorocco uye emhlanganweni okuthiwa yiConference for the Parties iCOPAC 22 pela. Umhlangano lowo ngokukhangela ngomkhathi ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Siyawazi ukuthi ke ukuthi umkhathi kulokho kuthiwa iclimate change ngesilungu ikho kwenza ukuthi abantu bangani babona izulu kwesinye isikhathi lingani liningi kakhulu kumbe lingabi khona njalo lokuthi enqekuqande sibile okunye okumangalisayo. So ke kodwa abantu bayakhala besithi umongameli Europa Mugabe utshone bhodabhodi umhlaba wonke jikelele abanye sebeze besithi nguVasco da Gama, bakhona njalo abanye bathi nguGlob Trotter, abanye njalo bathi ngu-visiting leader, kutsho ukuthi phela sihlala emazweni eZimbabwe uyabe vakatsha kuphela. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini uhamba lolu zulukandaba, asixoxene kunjalo mfowethu silobani
lebethuna. I think we have our first guest, that is the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, listener.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs. You can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, we know that the president has just left for Morocco. You know, it's just a few weeks ago. He was in Madagascar or somewhere there. So, but these trips, Mr. Gutu, what's your take on all these kind of trips?
Oh, it is obviously gives it's a national embarrassment. Now we hear that President Robert Mugabe is discovering Morocco. He's gone to Rabat or Marrakesh. Maybe he's trying to give himself an early Christmas. You know, this is a complete embarrassment, especially considering that Zimbabwe is going through a very, 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 very difficult period economically. Mm-hmm. We are talking at of a situation where the unemployment rate is just unbelievable. Although the government official statistics say that only 11.7% of Zimbabweans are unemployed, we know that those are official statistics, are cooked statistics. Anyone who has been in Zimbabwe, who is in Zimbabwe right now, would tell you that the real unemployment rate should be anywhere between 85% and 95%, because all the streets of the major cities, Bulawayo, Harare, Mutare, Gweru, Mashingo, name it, even in the villages, at the growth points, Morombezi, Gutumpandawana, Jorjolo, Lupane, name it, they are teeming with unemployed youths busy selling these cheap Chinese trinkets. Mm-hmm. So really, for him to continue to go on these foreign jamborees using state money, because we know that every time he travels, he will make sure that he commandeers one of the few functional jets that is Zimbabwe. We know that he's the airline of choice. His aircraft of choice is the Boeing 767. What it means is he has commandeered it to fly from Harare International to Morocco. And we know that the national airline itself is bankrupt and that it has got a debt of no less than US dollars, 300 million. I mean, this is a complete embarrassment. And why Mr. Mugabe continues to do what he does just boggles the mind. Maybe he chose the wrong job. He should have been a commercial pilot. I'm sure he was going to enjoy the job of being a commercial pilot. I think he was clocked in more flying hours than the average, commercial pilot at any major airline you can think of. I mean, look, as the MDC, we are completely appalled. We are disgusted. But it just shows that Mr. Mugabe has never really cared about the people. Each time he goes out, we know that some of us were in government during the GNU. He carries with him cold hard cash of no less than US $4 million cold hard cash in briefcases. So you can imagine, because he travels with a huge entourage. And he lives life on the first line. He stays in the most expensive hotel suites, presidential suites, with his hangers on. And, I mean, look, this is a shame. I'm actually, on my own personal note, I feel embarrassed. I feel... anger is not strong enough a term to just describe how I feel right now. I think it just shows that the old man has just lost it, completely lost it. It's a shame.
But Mr. Gutu, in Shona, vanotivo gudo kuipa kuibharo asi aridye usiku, literally translated to mean a baboon might be ugly, but certainly it cannot be blamed for raiding the maize field at night. let's talk about this particular meeting. I mean, I think he might be criticized for going to Venezuela in September en route to the United Nations. But certainly, this climate summit is important for the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We all know that the vagaries of climate change are affecting us adversely. Right now, we're going through a period of a heat wave, and that rains have just started falling. We all know that. I think it needs no rocket science to know that Zimbabwe is one of the countries that is facing the vagaries of climate change. Granted, but we are saying a whole head of state going to attend a climate change summit in a situation where we actually have a minister responsible for the environment, for water and environmental issues, Opamuchinguri Kashiri, and several other top government bureaucrats who can very competently represent Zimbabwe at those kind of summits. And not only that, blessing, we are talking here of a country with the two vice presidents, full-time vice presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa and Perekezile Mpoko. We have never heard of any situation where President Mugabe delegates any of his vice presidents to attend some of these summits on his behalf, like what other world leaders do. So he cannot really go to each and every conference that he is invited. Climate change is a very, very technical issue. And I'm sure that there are technocrats in the Ministry of Environment who can competently represent Zimbabwe at these kind of conferences. So for a whole head of state to go there, at a time when just a few weeks ago he was in Madagascar, he was in Venezuela, the island of Margarita, he's always in Singapore, he's in Dubai. Not too long ago, in late September, he was in New York for the United Nations General Assembly session. I mean, it's just an embarrassment. So why do we need two vice presidents for? If they are not even given an opportunity to represent the country.
Thank you. I think, Gibbs, we are now being joined by our next guest, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Of course, asking the same question, whether these trips are benefiting the nation. Remember, there's one American president who said even if the president walks on top of water on the Potomac River there, his critics will say the president cannot swim.
Yes.
Is it the same case here?
I think it's the same case. And Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, so here we're having a scenario where, you know, people are saying, no, these trips are useless. You know, the president is wasting money. Does it make a difference if he is at this conference or is at home?
Gentlemen, look, this agreement has already been ratified at presidential level. Mm-hmm. And you are looking at an individual who has so much time in his hands because he has absolutely nothing else to do. So rather than stay at home and twiddle his fingernails and play with his grandkids, with his grandchildren, he wants to blow $1 million just to travel to see what other people are doing. Like the previous caller has said, this is ministerial stuff. Even a principal director, Washington Jakarta, in the midst of environment, would have done it. So this shows you the degree of moral degradation that has afflicted this completely clueless president, a man who doesn't even understand that the national officials cannot even afford to send even 3% out of the country in economy class. This is reckless, this is irresponsible, and this shows that this man does not deserve a day longer in office. I mean, even in his absence, those two vice presidents of this cannot even run cabinet meetings. They have to wait until he comes back. So what are they doing in that office? So this is a waste of time and money.
Todzoka kwamuri vagutu tichitarisa iyo nyaya yenzendo dzavamugabe asi kaiwe muzanu PF vari kuti vamugabe munhu anoremekedzwa pasi rose nekudaro vanopota kavachikokwa kumisangano yose yose
unona Blessing kana uri munhu mukuru ka chero uriwe uri kumba haungangoti kose kwawakokwa woenda ukanzi kuno muchato kupi waenda kune birthday party waenda kupi waenda kana uri munhu mukuru une vanokubatsira maleftenants ako ndosaka pane pane cabinet ende cabinet yava mugabeti kaongorora ndo imwe tikangoti muno muAfrica mose it is one of the biggest cabinets in terms of my numbers tine ma vice president maviri full time saka ndo zvichizonzi ukuchinge wakokwa chero uri munhu anoremekedzwa haungangoti kose kwawaenda ongoti kwandakokwa ndoenda ndosaka mavice president aripo apa tina minister wezveenvironment
Kashiri
nematechnocrats avo permanent secretary wavo nemadirectors oministry kune vanyanzvi tina Dr. Amos Makarau vanova ndivo director vokumeteorological services department yezimbabwe inyanzvi dzinoziva nezveclimate change nezvenyaya idzodzi dzose dzana climatology whatever ndo pavanofanirwa kuendawo kunomiririra nyika nokuti isu tinoziva kuti uri sapresident masummit akaita seeclimate change ari very technical iwo unongoenda wongoinoita aceremonial attendance asi madebate nemadeliberations anoitwa anoda vana mazvikokota saka kurasa mari kuti mutana ane makore auda kusvika iwo 93 wokwira ndege kubva kuharare kuenda kuproko maawa anokwana aiwoita 8 hours uri mumhepo minyika isina chinhu yakabroka wongoenda kungonogarawo pasi nokuti zvinenge zvitaurwako zvinhu zviri technical zveclimate change zvemaexperts nyanzvi dzemeteorology nezvimwe zvakadaro hazvikodzeri kuti purezidendi vaende ukaongorora uchatoshambisika kuona kuti mapurezidendi chaivo chaivo vanenge variko kana kuti mahead of state nemahead of government vashomanene vanotumira nyanzvi dzavo zvosiyana kana kuti sei nokuendawo kuunited nations general assembly ungangoti uko its more of a political gathering zvino zvana climate change its a technical gathering or rather a gathering yematechnocrats kungokwira kwavaita ndege ndonga vashuwo zvavo kumbonoona Morocco nokunoswedera pedo nemediterranean sea nokungorya mari nomunhu anofarira kudya mari
tinotenda zvikuru vagutu ramba henyu muri parunhare regai timbotrai kuenda kugokwe kuna vamoyo makadii vamoyo
tiripo zvedu makadini wenyu
aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
zvinonetsa ndezvekuti vanhu vezano handiki kuti vakakwana dei vakakwana vangadei vachiona matambudzikiro atinoita kana vachiti vamugabe vanorespektiwa vanorespektiwa nani ko isu timutambo vatingadai vanongorespektiwa nevanhu vasingazivi nyange dzenyika dzinovarespekta kuda inyikawo dzisingazivi kuti muzimbabwe makaita sei dei vachizonoya nemvura yacho kwavari ikokoko kwavaenda ikoko zvino vanoenda kungonoona climate change but
nhare yavamoyo yabva yakata vari kugokwe of course Mr. Moyo is critical of what the president is doing saying that it's a mere waste of very very scarce resources gibbs
yes we've got some messages on Facebook one of the messages is from Sarah Mopofu who says I fail to comprehend what goes on through this man's mind he continues to globetrot when the country is burning Honestly, this regime doesn't care about the citizens, nor does it have the country at heart. How bad can this get? He's behaving as if everything is normal, and yet nothing is. All that money spent traveling can be put to better use. Set your priorities right, Mr. President. How bad can this get, honestly? I've never seen such things in my life. Unbelievable. That message is from Sarah Mpofu. Then we've got Apple Chihakase, who says, People are busy blackmailing their own president in anticipation of getting Western favors. If you have if you have concrete ideas on how to keep the economy good, you are welcome to do that, especially in all open society discussions. never think that these Westerners really want to bail out our country. No, it's a lie. We have to learn how to respect our country and not to gossip so that the Westerners will give us funds. Then I've got another message from T. Vicky Chote who says, you news people, you always surprise me. What difference does it make for Mr. Mugabe to stay at home or he's busy there in Morocco? Remember, when he's at home, political meetings are even a problem. And right now, they're not even holding those political meetings. So this man is useless. So let's forget about him. Then what Susan Kutze, who says, Zimbabwean people are starving while this man is globetrotting. He does not care and look back, you know. He's doing whatever he wants. Then let me take the last one from Gonzashe Choto, who says, very important trip. Our president did a very good thing to go to Morocco. So, ngibuye kuwe baba ke Ngwenya, uyazwela abantu lapha bayakhuluma, akubaphendule. Kumbe kuthiwa uNgwenya ucingo lwakhe lungalusolulahlekile. But briefly, Mr. Kutu, let me just summarize things in Ndebele, then I'm coming to you shortly. Yes, abizwa abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma besithi umongameli lokhu akwenzayo kungani akulunganga, kulosera umpofu okade ekhuluma lapha esithi ubaba lapho uMgabe ungazani wenza ongayisikho ilizwe liyatsha yena ugijima siya lapha lalapha, so uthi khonokho akulunganga. Uphinde wathi-ke okusobala ukuthi elizweni leZimbabwe abantu abahleli ngendlela eyiyo ukuthi kulungiswe ongani kuyahlupha. Kwabuya layo u-Abheli layo uthi okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu bangazani bacabanga ukuthi nxa becodoza umongameli balakho ukuthi bethole imali evela kuma-donors, so ukuthi hhayi bo imali yaso zibuye. Uzobuye lo viki layo ekhuluma sithi kathi lina bantu licabanga njani. Umongameli ngaze besekhaya kumbe kakho ekhaya kuyafanana, akula mehluko vele kangako. Abesesithi sikhuluma nje kathesi umhlangano we-Politburo awenziwa, lo bekhona eZimbabwe kumbe ngekho, so kutshintshani khonapho. Kuzobuya-ke usuzeni ukuthi uthi into ekhanyayo lapha yokuthi umongameli utshone bhotabhota nje ezenzela kufunayo. Then ungonizashelayo wathi kodwa-ke lokhu okwenzakalayo umongameli kutshaye kahle ukuthi ayikhona ngale-ke eMarrakesh eMorocco. Yeah, so Mr. Kutu, basically people are complaining, but we've got one who said, you know, this is very important. The president is doing well. Let him go there.
That is obviously a joke. That is not even funny, Gil.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not surprising. It's not surprising that Mr. Mugabe is always here and there. You find some people who are, you know, for some very strange reasons, he's diehard admirers. We know that. Even Adolf Hitler, it is admirers. Even Saddam Hussein, it is admirers. Even Benito Mussolini, it is admirers. Even Mobutu Sese Seko, it is admirers. I can go on and on and on. Even Kamuzu Banda, it is admirers. But all we are saying is the majority, the great majority of the people of Zimbabwe are saying Zakwana, Iskwanile. What Mugabe's regime has done to the average Zimbabwean gives, it will take many, many years, if not generations, to rebuild Zimbabwe at the rate that the rot we are experiencing on a daily basis is going. Because we are talking of a situation where right now they are unleashing bond notes. There are people on the financial market, as I speak to you now, thousands of people are in bank queues, sleeping overnight.
Uh-huh.
In all the major cities, towns, and the growth points of Zimbabwe, trying to get the little money that they have in their bank accounts before the bond markets hit, the bond notes hit the market in the next 2 weeks. So what kind of president is Mr. Mugabe, who is so insensitive to the suffering of the majority of the people?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you go to any public hospital, if you go to Mpilo Hospital in Bulawayo right now, if you go to Harare Hospital Gomo right now, if you go to Mparire Nyatwa Hospital right now, to Chinoy General Hospital, to Chitungwiza General Hospital, to Mutare General Hospital, you will see for yourself the level of dereliction that has been caused by this regime. And this dereliction affects the great majority of the people. So the guy who says Mugabe can go there and he sees nothing wrong, look, I'm not angry with him. I feel pity for him. I think I know that Minamato, I know that Kutumuna Matire. nokuti with respect ari futi anazozivisa zvari kutaura. We are speaking here on behalf of the suffering masses, the pain masses of Zimbabwe. So all we are saying to Mr. Mugabe is, look, we don't hate him, but we hate his ways. And all right-thinking people, including many cabinet ministers and ZANU-PF political members, whom I talk to very regularly. Only this afternoon I was talking to a very highly placed ZANU-PF politician who sits in the Politburo, who was telling me that he is ashamed to even be a member of ZANU-PF. And when I challenged him to resign, he said, "Did not offer." Mm. Once you're in ZANU-PF, it's like room jere, how buddy. You are serving a life sentence. It's a pity.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Regai tiende kune mwe mutereri atanonyatsobata zita rake vari kumhangura makadii?
Ndiri kumhangura makadii.
Munonzi mukomani?
Ndinonzi Korera.
Kore, oh, ndabva ndaziya. Zviri kufamba here pamhangura?
Haro, mhangura pari nani.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, nhasi tiri kutaura nezvenzendo dzavamugabe.
Chokwadi zvinodanga zvinokunda ngomagurira zvinotyisa endi mukatarisa vamugabe zvine zvavakungoti pavangosvika vakagara 2 minutes vanenge vatokodzira saka handioni tavaendera kumoroko vaenda kunorara kuvaregere havo kungorara kumba vasina kuwesa mari ini
asika vari kuti
vakasiya vatiintrodusira
taurai zvenyu
kunoku zvinezvi zvavaenda kumoroko vaenda nemabhondi here kana vaenda nemahisi
vaenda nehisi
zvinotyisa hazvina kunaka dai mari iyoyo vatotengera havo fetilizer mvura yakunaya vatotengera vanhu zvavo fetilizer nembeu vanhu vatorima vaitokwanisa kupa vanhu vanosvika chiuru mifetilizer nembeu zvaitobatsira zvaitovanani zvikuru
asika vakorera vamugabe mutungamiri wenyika katingangotarisire kuti vangangogare vari mumusha vanofanira kumboenda kunonzwawo matare kune dzimwe nyika
ichokwadi asi ministiri iyo ine varidzi vayo kunodiwa mapurezidendi tingaenda ministry of tourism here
iwo
vanofanira kuenda kumisangano yavo inodiwa iwo kana kuti dewo ministry of environment inofanira kuendawo ministry of environment kwete iwo president vanonodii
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukomakorera nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru you heard there from Mr. Korera he says he does not think Mr. Mugabe should have attended this summit and he's saying that the president is notorious for dozing off at these summits so it's pointless for him to go there of course we don't know about that that is his opinion then we also have Mkoma Michael of South Africa makadi Mkoma Michael
tipo makadino
aiwa tiri nani zvedu kuri sei John
jenikurirahisi
kuri kunaya here
ya pari zvino mvura iri kuratidza kuti iri kunaya zvisingamboiti
iri kunaya zvayo muri kusaidi kupi
kumupumalanga
kumupumalanga okay right mukoma makeo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa munoona sei nzendo dzavamugabedzi
nyaya ndingakutaurirai mukoma blessing ndekuti isi kunoku muwandu watakaita mazimbabweni anobva kunyika kwedu nyaya iripo ndekuti mapato anopikisa aya nditi right deo zvimwe nokuti hatizozivi kuti right iyo kushaishavo panogona zamupesi ndepapi kana kuti paino kunowa ndepapi nokuti angava ari mwana chai chaiyo kana mangoti chino nechino akanganisa chino nechino akanganisa panenge agona hamumwe mbingoti akanganisa saka hatizozivi chaicha iyo problem inomboriipi nokuti chatiri kuona ndekuti aya mapato ari kupikisa ava kutotivhiringidza tinomasapota hongu ende zvisingamboiti tiri kuda kuti nyika yedu ichinje but vari kutivhiringidzira hurumende inofanira mbopawavo chance ichimboona njere dzayo kuti ko zvavatiriwo vari kuzamazano remabhondi nosi tozoona kuti chii chiri kuzoitika pamabhondi acho kana avatadza zvichizotiko paya pamakonewa pamabhera cheki pamabhondi futi makonewa aiwa makonewa matotadza chii zvinoari mutibva pakutungamirira zvinoita tikangoti wakada kuti vasi zvine mazana akati todo vhiringidza sadzamboto buda zvacho zvine zvane vaita zvama kuti vati vachitano ndokuda kuti bise semabhoni nota yavari kutaura nezvavo kuti anoti vati mari ibude adzaizva neimwe nzira iri nani than mabhera chek itotomanyira mberi kutovhiringidza vhiringidza saka
regai timboti vaagutu vapinde ipapo vaagutu vaagutu
blessing ndirikuzwa
hanzi namukoma Michael vemapato anopikisa muri kurova shiri sati yamhara madi kumbomirira kuti fanika mabhondi notsaya ambopinda musati matanga kuashora nekuti muri kukurumidza kuashora asati aparurwa vachiti hurumende hakunawo here zvimwe zvinhu zvainogona nekuti vanenge vachingonzwa vanopikisa vachingopikisa
handikuti comrade avo zveshuwa ndeve opposition anyway nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pane maanalysis atakatomboita tikatombonyora isu semagweta tichitsoropodza kuti mabhondi notsawa haasiri pamutemo kana kuti pachirungu tingangoti ari unconstitutional tichitsoropodza tikangoti zvikonzero zviripo zvatinoona kuti zvinotaridza izvo kuti mabhondi notsawa ari kunze kwemutemo nokuti mutemo wakashandiswa navamugabe wepresidential powers emergency act hauchashandi paconstitution yatinayo iyi constitution yatakaadopta muna May 2013 vakaisaina ivo sapresident wenyika first citizen vachiisaina ichipinda into operation yakaita automatically disallow mutemo uyowo wekushandisa mapresidential powers emergency act ndochokutanga saka kana zvinhu zvanzi tiri kukurumidza kurova shiri isati yamhara haa isi hatichashati tiri kuyedu nhotinoziva tine vamwe vasvori masiaio vamwe vanombonyepedzerawo kuti vari muopposition ivo vari masiaio saka isu tinoti kwete kushora kwatiri kuita vamugabe ambotaura ini maminista mashomapfuura hakusi kuvavenga isu vamwe totovawira urombo hativavengi tinovawira urombo hwakanyanya kutongoti tinoda zimbabwe zvakanyanya zimbabwe pamberi saka tiri kuti zvavari kuita zvokuponda zimbabwe zvokuti vana vedu nevazukuru vedu nemamwe madzinza achateera isu tafa tavigwa vachangowana nyika ava mamvemve nyika hwava urubvurubvu ndo zvatisingade izvozvo saka tiri kuti zvavari kuita zvemabhondi nosi totoziva kuti haashandi nokuti tsoropodzo yatakaita kana kobreza vavakaverenga maanarisi atakaita nemamwe akaitawo nedzimwe nyanzvi dzeeconomics ndomunga vanobvumirana neni kuti mabhondi nosi nemabhiera cheks hazvishandi mabhiera cheks katotanga achitombori nani nokuti zimbabwe nguva iyoyo yanga ichino currency yayo mazim dollars although mazim dollars akanga afa zvavo pavalue zvino iye manje hatina currency yedu haungangoti kwara kwasho wamuka one day wongoti ndaakupirinda bepa rangu rinonzi bond note rine same value 1-to-1 neus dollar kupenga hakuna zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo chero ukaenda kunyika ipi zvayo kupi panorino pasi hauwane zvinhu zvakadaro ndosaka tichiti vamugabe ha dei vangotiwirawo nyasha vambochizorora zvavo vaende kugushungoko udairy farm vambosirawo vachiona mhou dzichikama
yes loko mnumzana ke umandla ose uk baba mandla ungaunjani ye mandla uyangezwa hallo mandla kula ngapho e-UK kunjani
ngikhona kunjani baba
hayi mpilile kakhulu kunjani e-UK
hayi no kuyabanda
ye kuzalunga anti isikhathi sangkhona mnumzana mandla ye ngicela usondele efonini yakho kakhulu kwezeni sikuzwe
ya awungizwa
ye angikuzwa kuhle ye kanti sengikuzwa
uyangizwa manje
ye ungathini ke ngehambo zikamongameli Robert Mugabe lamhla sikhuluma nje ukhona ngale Marrakesh eMorocco lapho kule iCOP 22 summit
ya ingihambo zikalo baba uyabona angiziboni mina uncedo lwazo ngempela ngoba ever since he has been traveling in and out we haven't seen any positive outcome for wonke la amalo kuze nama conferences awa attendayo kukanti again in at the same time each and every conference whether you and a summit or yini he has got departments whether he's got people who are heading those departments who should be going there and here for themselves not for him to go there and come back and start briefing them so why did he appoint them why did he put those people there if he wouldn't allow them to go to those summits and here for themselves So really, it's just wasting money, and there is no need for him to take all this delegation to go with him, while they are not even part of that department or what. It's okay then if he goes with one or two people, but not the whole plane, you know? Really, he's wasting the state money. I don't know what, whoever, whether he has got, does he have an advisor or what? Because the person who are really advising him, I don't know what kind of a person is he. Because as far as I know, each and every president or prime minister, he has got his own advisors. I don't know what are they advising him on, you know?
Kodwa ke nxa esekhaya, Baba Mandla kumbe engekho ekhaya, kulomehluko yini?
Well, it's just the same as good as he's not even existing because we don't see any positive things that he's doing. The country is upside down. He's there, but you can't hear him talking about the problems that are facing the country, you know. The only thing he knows is going to buy loads of cars and give it, try to bribe other people about the cars because the elections are around the corner. But he can't, what you call, give people money to sort the issue of hospitals, schools, and roads, and all those things, you know. So really, he doesn't care. He doesn't care completely. Zimbabwe is like, he doesn't even have a president. There is no government there.
Ya umbono wakumandla lapha siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungathi nokusasa uphenduke phela
ngiyabonga baba
yisibonga kakhulu kodwa ubalekele phela ubalekele isintu phela awuzange uchaye even one word not one line madoda one line
uyazi ukuthi uyabona uma uhlala endaweni lezi kakhulu usebenza nabelungu in and out uyazi uma usukhuluma vele most usugcina nje sowufaka into okhuzeni into oyishoyo
hayi ngiyakuzwa mandla mbongele kakhulu baba mbongele
Yeah,
yeah, there was Mandla for you.
Tinemwe mutereri ku Botswana, I think. Ndiva moyo ava. Makadiva moyo.
Ndipo wangu makadiva.
Aiwa tiri nani kurisei ku Botswana.
Aiwa ku Botswana kuri nani hako.
Tiri kunzwa nyaya dzekupfurwa kwevanhu veku Zimbabwe nenyaya dzemapepa zviri kufamba sei.
Ya, zviri izvozvo zviri kuita zvechokwadi. Ya saka zvinhu zvakamirira zvakaita mukoma blessing ndezvekutizo ivo vana vagudwa ava vanofarira chitereki zvekutaura asi kugadzirisa zvinhu zviri munyika muhawakwanisi handi mazviona
vamoyo kana muine redio dzorai volume yacho nekuti iri kuita maungira
orit vana vagudwa vani ndinovashora seopposition party Why? Nekuti zvinhu zvavanoita chaizvo tazviona and iko zvinezvi nhamo yatiri kuona ndivo vakaikonzera vana vagudu vakatiwo kuna nava mugabe isisu vachitanga kukanzena tikatia papwati yokusunga yetinodiisa emumajire makaita mhosva saka iko zvinezvi zanopf kuti vaibudise papawa pavakanesa nenyaya yekuti ivo vakatarisira kusunga vanhu vati vaisa mujere havana kutarisira kudonga nyika Right, so going back from the president, from the president in and only Sakai Papa from the Unita Prince. When Fanba Kutuanu was in his Utica organization, his Lukunga on the Mama President, the Anun Sangana on Naiko. Kunuan wanted to ask Pura Ugo and Awa and Daiko. At the chance, Yokuanu Punitu, only one week ago, at Sangana now. Kunuan Kuru Apadama, Diabam Kuru Dama died. Sakavana wa gutu ngavare ngoti chese chinenge changotaurika chete omhanyira kuti vashore ngavambotarisawo uyezve ndinofunga kuti purezidendi kana vachisimuka kubva munyika vanotogara pasi nekabhineti yavo otaurirana voona kuti ndiani anoenda ikoko handidi saka ivo vana vagutu ava vamugabe vasati vaenda ikoko vanga vasina kuzvizwa here kuti vamugabe vachaenda ikoko vakadii kumbogara navo pasi vachivataura kuti mukuru onai apa dai madai
Asi kana vamoyo vana vamoyo vaagutu vari mubato rinopikisa vangakwanise kuti mapata anopikisa haagare nemutungamiri wenyika achitaura izvozvo. Zviri kuna vanhu vari muZANU PF imo.
Izvozvo munoona kana tichinopikisanaka kunoko kwakaita musangano kwakaitika musangano wachiita zveindependence kuno munombotwana muno. Vanga vakagara tafura imwe chete maopposition neringing party vachitaura chinhu chimwe chete chiri maererano neindependence yavo. Kwetisu sei tisingazvikwanise izvozvo muZimbabwe?
Orait, regai timboti vaguti vambopindura ipapo. Vaguti, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamoyo izvi?
Ndiri kunzwa zvinotaurwa vana comrade moyo pamwe kuda havanatsonzwisisa kuti hurumende ino ndingangoti maaffairs egovernment anoranwa sei kunyanyanyanya muno mugovernment nokuti ivo kubhotswana kwavari uko bhotswana inyika yava nedhemokirasi yetingangoti yaamberi muno muZimbabwe. Kuti zvandakaita ini ndigonzi ndawanikwa ndinzi ndiri kunotaura ndichivaudza vamugabe kuti dei madai dei madai unotonzwa zvinonzi kutuya wasungwa mukana wacho ndienda mbomupiwa nani. Tinoedza kuti tidaro mamemba aparamendi yedu vanotaura muparamendi vanopa madhibhetsi vanoita mamotion asi hazvina anoteerera. Vanhu vatiri kudhira navo vezana ava dzave nhini ndokunga comrade mwoyo vari kuda kukombeya zvavanoona kubhotswana kwaane dhemokirasi iri pamusoro kana yaapamberi nezvinoitika muno muZimbabwe munoti neinonzi muchirungu dictatorship kutonga kweganyapfu kwebhaiginya kokuti chero vamuri muZANU vacho vakawanda havafariri zviri kuita navo mugabe asi hapana anobuda kutaura anoti bufu unofa. Ndo nyaya iripo nokuti tiri kudhira nedictatorship. Kubotswana hakuna dictatorship, kune dhemokirasi.
Vamoyo, pindurai henyu
wako wacho uripo.
Pindurai tipata.
Vaguti ipapo zvavataura ndazvizvo. Asi kamuri kuyeuka here kuti inini dambudziko iri makarikonzera because vanhu ava makavapromisa kuti munovasunga kana vabuda papawa. Hamuna kundipindura ipapo.
Vaguti.
Vamoyo, dee zviri kuti vari muno muZimbabwe notambudziko nderekuti handikati dambudziko rombo rakanaka ravainaro nderekuti vari mubhotswana. Handisi kuti mubhotswana muri perfect democracy kwete asi tikada kukombeyazve mubhotswana matongerwo enyika nemuno muZimbabwe mutsauko uripo mukuru kwazvo nokuti mubhotswana unoona kana purezidendi Ian Khama Seretsekama vanokwanisa kutobvunza kana nhengo dzeopposition kuti panyaya iyi tingaita sei. Dzimwe nguva kana vachitoapoinda dzimwe nhengo dzeopposition dzichiitwa maambasada kana vaona kuti munhu ane maskills anobatsira nyika yebhotswana. Zvino muno muZimbabwe inotongwa napurezident Mugabe kana usiri weZANU vanokuona isu totozi tiri vatengesi vane hwira vanoti shee zanaro rechirungu vanotiti maselau kodzero chiri chokuti kana usiri muZANU kwai uri chimbwasungati havafi vakatiterera sandoraikomoreimwe vakanzwisisa ipapo.
Asi
vagutu
vamoyo vari kuti ivo manzwiro avakaita ndeyekuti imi makati muchasunga vanhu veZANU PF avo kana maakutonga nekudaro ndosaka vaakuita zvipikiri zvarambira kumadziro.
Hatina kumbodaro, handizivi kuti vakazvinzwa kupi ndokunga panguva zhinji tinobudisa mastatement tichiita sei hapana patakambotaura kuti tinosunga vanhu veZANU. Takati mutemo ngaauteure its course. Kana ini ndabanga ndisungwe weZANU abanga asungwe without fear or favor hatina kuti tichangosunga vanhu veZANU. Kuna vamwe vanhu veZANU vodzisiri mbavha hatikangotika tongoti munhu wese nokuti uri weZANU usungwa kana tadaro takosiyana chiine ZANU yacho. Isu tiri kuti tatisingadi ndezveumbavha ndezveunhubu anenge azviita asina basa kuti uri weMDC uri weZANU uri weZANU ndonga uri wenduu kana kuti wepati ipi zvayo sungwa.
Tinotenda vagutu, tinotendawo vamoyo. Regai titore vamwe vateereri, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, our third guest is Mr. Bekezela Matuma Fuzwayo. Mr. Matuma, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
No, very fine. How is Gwanda?
bit warmish today. It's a little bit better than it was.
Akusitheleke ke sindebele lapho ukuthi ubona njani inkambo zikamongameli Robert Mugabe. Siyawazi ukuthi namhlanje useMarrakesh khona ngale eMorocco uhambe kuloko kuthiwa yi-COP 22. Wena ubona njani khona?
Hey, inkambo zikamongameli nxa sizidathanisa le mali esilayo elizweni gives eyes usahambelana. Ziyokuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi ziyasidla kakhulu. Zisidla kunjalo asibone okukhulu okuphendukayo ehambweni zenalezo. Noma yiwuphi umhlangano omncane, noma yiwuphi uthola kuhambe thina kwelethi lize yena ngokwakhe umongameli. Kwelezi amanye amazwe ukhangele bayathumela maybe uminister okhangelane la yena leyo ndaba elandu kuyadiscusswa khona lapho enguye nje yena uminister with one or two abantu abamphelekezelayo. Nxa sokuhamba yena umongameli usahambe liqula labantu abaningi. Ikhambo zakhe zidura engakasuki vele engakangeni esemathineni. Esephelekezele e-airport ufica kulodwende nabominista labobanibani labantu asebegida bonke besiyamphelekezela kuhle kuhamba imali ephenduka esehla kuyabe kugcwela abantu e-airport sokuyirali sokulezinto eziningi. Usidla futhi izimali kungela ngitsho luthole ubuyileyo. Sithi siyakhangela i-economy yethu indlela eme ngayo. Uyacabanga ukuthi umuntu uyacabangeleda hayi okunye kasikubekeleni ukusiqe. Ngiza kuzwela nje kwabanye mbe sithumele abanye umuntu uminister mbe umuntu ophansi mdala ayisimela apresente ethu isayide aphenduka ekhaya siseveni mbijana kufana lanxa usendlini. Xa imali ingekho izinto ziwomile. Awuzozithola usubeya ugcwala ilizwe lonke ungabhadalanga esikolo okungela kudla endlini ungathanga akusuki ukuhambisana. So hayi inkambo zikamongameli ukuthi naku bebakhona phezulu kwangala bambonisa ukuthi hayi ake sicale sikhangeleni ngikhaya okunye kesimeni kancane njengoba le foreign currency ngekho iphuma ibe ningi okunganani nxa behamba khona phana baphiwa pocket money malini each ngamunye ohambile yonke i-foreign currency thina sisala sithatha ama-bond notes ngapha.
Kona nxa sikhangela ubona zanu labacebisi lawa kuthiwa ama-advisors ngokubona kwakho sibili.
Ngizavumelana logudu lapho ukuthi ambone ukuthi kuyacetshiswana phezulu ngale yena liyayibekayo sibili ukuthi ngani kule dictatorship not i-democracy. So ku-dictatorship laphana vele kawulaleli muntu akulamuli noma ungacetshiswa okunganani ekugcineni wena okwakho okucabangayo yikho okuhambayo. So anginxa ukuthi sila bacebisi bekhona bamaqini ngayo into lonke izinto zonke lezi ziyabonakala kucetshiswe kuhle. So manje njengoba bekuye kungongqoshi omkhulu ongaphikiswayo abonti kungatshintshani uyazihambela nje uyazenzela ufunayo uhamba lovali lo nkosikazi bayeshopa kumbe lomkhwenyana lo mntwana bayeshopa bayenzela abonti ngoba kwendlela okwenziwa ngayo kuyacaca ukuthi hayi akula bacebisi phezulu ngayo.
Thank you so much, and well done there, Mr. Matuma. All what you are saying is that, you know, things are not normal in Zimbabwe, and the president should actually have sent a minister to that kind of summit. He says, you know, it's better to send one person or three instead of the president going with lots and lots of people to that kind of trip. And you are saying that indications are that, you know, the president does maybe have some advisors, but he's not listening to them. So he's doing whatever he wants. So ke sisilo mnumzana ke uJabulani Mpofu osenkayi lapha ke ecingweni. Baba Mpofu ungawunjani?
Ngiyaphila kithi
njani? Hayi siphilile kakhulu, kunjani enkayi baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila.
Iye ungaphi kosikobokobo?
Hayi sikhona ke.
Iye posela kuba.
Udaba lengiyaliza kithi. Isathi problem ekhona lapho ngiyibonayo ukuthi akhona umdala lo ngibona emzini wakhe le anti yazi ukuthi ngithi vele edala ukugcina ingulube umntu lo. So ingulube elezinto udala ngama-protas lana kakhulu so umndeni umuntu ofeka ukugcina kakhulu angahlalisana.
Yeqhubeka baba.
Ungaqali kwakhe phansi lokhu sokusikhalisa nzima vele yenzisa abantu abaningi ukhuluma bakwenzayo lokuthi yena ngawuthumelane like amasema ne-secretary e-department le elemhlangano yona lo ngapha kungcono kakhulu ngoba nizafika ngalo ayesidala nje kuphela ala ma-contributing azawenza angaba ngama-contributions athethisikawo kuzinto ezihambelana lani ezomkhathi wethu. So vele imfushi yakho erasini ikonkosizere soakuncedeyakwenzalo kungaisa abantu abayiko abahambelana lani lomsebenzi wakhona ngakungcono kakhulu.
Ye, so ubona ngazali pho ngakwenzeni enxuswe emhlangano lo
angayisa yena njengelizwe sengena ufuze asayine abantu abayibo abale lwazi yezinto zonalezi. So like singawuthetha abantu ama-department njengabo-methodological department aba imagoda saniyenza njala imbhuta angayenze yenzele kulokhu.
Kodwa-ke phela antu kuyabe kwakwene nkokheli eningi kakhulu, so ukuthi ungadumeza uminister ukuthi angahlangana lenye inkokheli yamanye amazwe, kumbe kumele phela president upresident mzala kumele phela kube ngupresident lo president, hatshi ukuthi lapho lo minister abe sesuka lo president. So kumanti ngako kumbe uyazihambela phela
ukuthi esisikaliso president well but yena la ukuze akhangeleni isteti yekhonomi yakho ukuthi ikanjani ukuthi yokuyizinto lokho dawukuthi siza ngathumela ama-settlers ukuthi uhambe kanje kanje kumbe la ungene uku-online bali ukuthi inokuokwenzakeleyo okukhulumiwe ngale umuntu amabhuzi wonke azizakala anytime anytime. So akula nto esitha kangako yena ukuze akhangele isteto yekhonomi ukuthi asilamani
hayi-ke siyabonga kakhulu-ke mnumzala Jabulani Mpofu ungadinwa lokusasa ba. Yes, sibongela kakhulu. So he started with a very big joke here, you know. He was saying that the president has come out in the open saying that he keeps a lot of pigs. So but he says if you eat a lot of tortoise, you know, pig feet, you become a globetrotter. So he says it is good. That's his theory. It has got some kind of effect on a person. So, and then the other thing that is that he was saying, you know, he should have sent somebody, maybe junior, or people that know something to do with climate change. Maybe guys from the Met Office, instead of him going there just to sit and do nothing. So he says that trip won't help Zimbabwe at all.
Let me come back to you, Mr. Gutu. But Mr. Gutu, those who support Mr. Mugabe might say, you know, when you are going to a climate summit, you are not just going to a climate summit. I think this also gives you the opportunity to meet other world leaders. And Mr. Mugabe might be justified in going there because Zimbabwe is under targeted sanctions. And as a result, that might also give him the opportunity to talk to other leaders, to lobby them so that the sanctions might be removed. And also, the country is in a crisis. He might also be talking to other leaders to get foreign direct investment. So it's not just going to a summit. I think most deals are struck outside the summit proper, you know, those side meetings.
Blessing. It is quite clear. It is common cause, actually, that when you're head of state, you cannot be everything. You cannot be the head of state, you cannot be the cabinet, you cannot be the judiciary, you cannot be the legislature. That's why he has got 74 ministers. I've just counted them. There are 74 ministers and their deputies, including provincial ministers, and two full-time vice presidents. So we are saying, essentially, some of us were in government. We know how government operates. A climate summit is 95% of the time. These are technical issues where you find the technocrats locked up in meetings, plenary sessions, where if you are not an expert on climate change or meteorology or climatology, you'll be completely lost. They'll be talking technical language. So for him to go there saying he's going to structure deals for the country, to attract FDI or meet up the heads of state so that he can be able to lobby for the cancellation of so-called sanctions, I mean, that's with respect for, you know, for Pasico, it doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, He's just going there. I think he has not been in Morocco for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. If you know that he was one of the people who were lambasting Morocco, saying, why is Morocco not part of the African Union? Mm-hmm. Because of this issue with the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. Mm-hmm. And now that Morocco has rejoined the African Union, I think he just loves traveling. He's a tourist. And Mr. Mugabe loves traveling. He loves being a tourist. And I'm sure that he has found a very convenient excuse to go to the scenic views of Morocco and enjoy himself by the Mediterranean Sea. That's why he has gone there.
Thank you, Gibbs.
No, let's go back to Mr. Matuma. Mr. Matuma, people may complain and say the president is doing nothing there and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, don't you think that maybe he may strike one or two deals? Let's be honest with the president. Eh? Is it not going to make you happy, man?
We have waited for those deals for a long time. If nothing is coming. Mm-hmm. And then we say, let's take the cost and benefit analysis of everything. Mm-hmm. They go there, they come back empty-handed. And we remain hoping that something will come up. Yet we are plowing so much into those trips. Mm-hmm. You know, like Kutu is saying, it looks like now it's a touring venture. We are not benefiting anything. At the moment, we should understand our economy. We are crying of externalization of foreign currency, but government is the number one externalizer of foreign currency. Mm-hmm. How much are these trips gobbling of the foreign currency? Do we really need to take that money out? You know, we need to. We should have got to a stage where we say, let's sit down, look at our situation. Let's not say because this country is doing it, this country is sending its head of state, therefore let's also send our head of state. Much of the time is not going to be at the conference center. He's going to be out in the hotel, resting, sleeping, and waiting to come and deliver a speech, a 30-minute speech, which a minister could have done on his behalf, mm-hmm. and the technocrat going with the minister attended the entire conference. Would have benefited, would have saved a little bit and benefited from the inputs of those people. You see, the office of the head of state in the country is the last office, last point of call. So when we send the last point of call, it means if he fails, there's nobody else that will come in and intervene. So if I was him, in such small issues, would delegate. And if this deal to be negotiated, let those guys go and try the negotiations. So much that when they have failed, maybe the last point of call in the country will make a follow-up and strike the deal. But when he fails himself, who else can go there? So we need to really seriously consider, look at our situation and say, can we afford this? The scenario I gave, if you're running a family, don't just do it because the neighbor is doing it. Look at your own resources and say, how far can I stretch my resources? What have I got? What commitments have I got? Instead of just following because other people are doing it. We are far from that at the moment as a country. We have serious, serious issues to look at. The hospitals have no drugs. You can't get a simple drug like nifedipine at the hospital. No paracetamol. And people are dying. But some of those monies can be invested into the hospital. Some of those monies can be invested into BIM. Children will go to school. Schools are failing to operate. BIM is not paying anything to the schools. But a lot of money is just going out. Then we're saying, that's not being considered. That's not being furthered. That's where our concern is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Obet Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Bekizela Matuma, the social and political commentator, and of course, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an economic analyst. And we want to also thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying, have a blessed day, or rather, evening. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.